would still be open from Tate Road through Walnut up to all of your property there, minus just a small little bit up would be the southeast corner of your property, but you would still have full access through Walnut Drive off of Tate Road. The section he is wanting to do is simply to connect his two properties off of Newton Road. So I don't know if...
Well, he doesn't own any property on Newton Road.
Both of his properties are on Newton Road. We're dealing with Mr. Jeremy Schwinger this morning.
Okay. Not Rodney.
I don't know if you let her know she's...
Yeah, we're live, so I should tell you that we are live in a commission meeting, and this is all being recorded. No, ma'am, we're not dealing with Rodney. We are dealing with Mr. Jeremy Schwinger and Mr. Tom Motley.
Okay. So the information I was given was that there was going to be an attempt to close it off from the access from the road behind us, the next road past Newton Road.
No, that would have been off of Tate Road, and that is not what we are being proposed this morning, ma'am. This would simply be off of Newton Road, which would be immediately past your house, from what we can see on the map here. It's still showing, it doesn't show a house being built there yet. It's just showing vacant land, but Mr. Newton owns the corner there next to, or not Newton, Schwinger, owns right next to you, and then he owns a parcel just past Walnut off of Newton Road. And with the order we have here this morning, that would not be closing down Walnut Drive from the Tate Road access.
Okay.
So I'm not sure the notice that you got or who you got it from, but the one we have from Mr. Schwinger and being presented by the Motley Law Firm is not consistent with that.
Okay. Yeah, we don't access through the from the Newton Road. We access it through
Tate Road.
Through Tate Road or Hickory Drive as it used to be years ago, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. So with that knowledge at hand, are you still an objection to us? Are you opposed to Mr. Schwinger doing a vacate to adjoin his properties off of Newton? Would be my question.
No, not as long as it doesn't interfere with access for us, you know, to the back of our property on that Walnut Drive.
Ma'am, with what we've been presented, it does not. From what we see here on the screen and with the petition we've been presented, it is just simply adjoining his properties off of Newton. And we can see the old roadway that comes in, that I can see it going to the corner of your property at the back, so it would not affect that at all.
Okay. All right, yeah, so that wasn't the information that we were given, because we were told that they were trying to close it all the way through, and they were trying to put a gate up off of Tate Road to eliminate entry onto Walnut Road from Tate Road.
No, that's
put on Branson Buzz.
Right, yeah. Yeah, no, but like I said, I'll just restate it again. The petition that we have in front of us, it does not do that, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
I have objections off of the closure off of Tate Road.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry.
Off of Newton Road.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. Well, thank you so very much for your time.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate
that. Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye. All right. Now that we have clarification.
That's probably where they heard that. I got a phone call from somebody out of Middle Missouri and St. Louis area, both on asking me how the water tower was.
Oh, boy, yeah.
65 was okay to open back up yet.
I did see that. All right. So we've heard from the one person that was an objection to it, and we have clarification on that. It seems that they have withdrawn that. So moving forward, we need to make sure that we have verification of publications. Do you have any of that with you, Tom?
He did the postings?
Yes.
And do I have the postings?
Just a picture of them or anything, just to verify the postings? Or?
Yeah. Two of them are here at the courthouse.
Okay, yeah.
Which are just on the two things out there. The other one is at the library center.
Yeah, I've seen that the LCO was listed on there, so if you just have a picture of, and a date stamp when you had that to show us.
Yeah, I'll find it here.
That's fine.
I put the postings up, and I talked to her husband, and he said that he would sign the affidavit. I guess his wife wasn't aware of what exactly was going on, perhaps. Wadeborn, the neighbor, has been talking about putting a gate up, and I'm sure that's where she heard that from. He wanted his and he closed off, too, but...
His properties don't adjoin.
Yeah. It's going to take me a minute to find it.
That's fine.
Strela, you have some just comments. Trying to read through those. Has everything been...
The utility provider...
I say, is the only one the utility, is that the only one that you're still kind of hanging on?
Yes. That was the only thing that I didn't see. I mean, I saw Mr. Schwinger's affidavit of posting.
Okay, you did. Okay.
It's under penalty of perjury, so I'm...
Not worried about that one.
That was done. I mean, it met the statutory requirements, and so the notice of the utility providers is the only thing that I saw that was an issue.
Okay. Mr. Motley, do you have... that the petitioning the utility providers, letting them know that there could be a vacate here?
We did not do that.
Okay.
So here's the 29th of August. Okay. And I have the other end too.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the only comment by council was the petition to utility providers. And so
what you have in front of you is what we did.
Okay. My assumption is we can go ahead and move forward and then have contingent upon him notifying them and receiving back that they're okay with it.
If the commission is comfortable with that, I would be okay with that.
Okay.
We just want to make sure there's not an issue there. Sewer district, electric, telephone, fiber.
And I'm pretty sure that's spelled out in statute on the procedure to do that, correct?
It is. Okay. Under 71-270.
Okay. So as far as guidance.
I believe the only utility provider out there is probably White River. We can contact them and provide that to the council
to
get permission.
Okay. Yeah. And once we just have verification, the clearing that, then...
Like I said... I'm making a motion.
I am as
contingent
well.
Contingent upon. That's up to you guys as well. So.
Yeah. I'm satisfied that we'll get that information back from you. So.
Okay.
All right. At this time, is there anyone else to speak in favor or in opposition of the petition of the road vacate for a portion of Walnut Drive, file number 25-099, Roden Bridge? Okay. Without anyone else wishing to speak, we do have an order prepared by Mr. Elliott. I will close the public hearing. We'll go to a vote for the petition.
Move to approve the order to vacate a portion of Walnut Drive as presented, contingent upon notification from utilities.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So if you'll just get that to Nikki once we get that, then we'll get it signed and get it approved. Or we've approved it. We'll get it signed and forward process started.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. So the next one we'll do is the road vacation of roadways at Rendezvous Camp. And this is file number 25-098, Roden Bridge.
Gentlemen, I'm happy to present that, but my client is not here, and I don't know that you want to do that without him being here. He's supposed to be here, but I don't see him. I can check the hallway real quick.
You're welcome to check the hallway. That's fine.
Okay.
So Ms. Kim, on that one, you may have to do a little search. If we wish to move forward with it, we have okay. Legal counsel here. I don't know that I'm in opposition of not hearing it. Mr. Molly, what are you?
That's up to you, gentlemen. This is an entire vacate of all the streets within the plat. It is a very, very small plat. He is the owner of all the properties within the plat. But again, he's supposed to be here. He's not. He's not here. So I will leave that up to you, gentlemen.
Okay. So it would be under Jeremiah Blue, BILYEU. BILYEU. So you probably have to put the last name first. Sorry.
Mr. Elliott, if we postpone our table, do we have to wait until the any certain date, or can we take it up whenever Mr. Motley thinks is appropriate?
I think the bigger issue, Commissioner, is the notice piece. It would probably have to be re-noticed.
Okay.
I mean, our standard operating procedure historically has been at the next term. So
that's what I was wondering, if it would be next term. Okay.
That has been our...
And I totally understand if you gentlemen need to do that. I would agree with Mr. Elliott. I mean, I think once you notice it, I think we got to hear it today. Yeah, or I can redo it. That's up to you, gentlemen.
Honestly, I think it's up to you. Is that?
I'm fine to do it. I just don't. He did sign the affidavit under penalty of perjury, Mr. Elliott mentioned. You're going to have the same issue with this one. He's going to have to contact the utility providers if you do decide to vote on that. So based on that, I'm happy to present what I know about it when I can.
I think it needs to be your decision on if you're going to present today or have it re-posted.
Or if you want to try and give him a call and see where he's at, I think we have one more, right?
We do have one more. Yeah. So
let me step out, make a call, see if I can find him. And if I can, I will do so. If not, I will step back in.
Okay. Perfect.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, sir.
So we will we'll just switch our agenda around here. I know I'd already listed the one that we were going to hear. We'll go ahead and do the road vacate for a portion of Sycamore Church Road, file number 25-071, Road and Bridge. We'll jump to that one. We heard the first reading of this last term. This one was done under a different statute than the ones that we are hearing here. This one requires two readings, and the petition will also again need to be publicly read at the hearing. Again, from Department of Natural Resources, we have
Carl Bonnell
with us this morning.
I don't have that petition. Do you have it?
Don't. I do, but you can't read it. It's blurry. Copied.
This is the description. I don't think this is the entire petition.
That's all I have. Do you have the one that you presented the first time, sir?
I think so. Just might not have all the signatures on it.
That's all right. We just need to be able to read it in the record again.
You do an excellent job, man.
Thanks. Yeah, I know. That's why I was kind of hoping Mr. Keith would.
You need the affidavits.
No, I just need the petition.
Okay. That's pretty much yes.